Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Steve Fenske. He's an attorney for the Member Services and Government Relations of Minnesota Association of Townships. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So last week, we were talking about this past week's Broadband on the Hill event up in St. Paul at the state legislature, and you had a couple of missions. You wanted to make sure that funding continued to expand broadband in rural Minnesota, and you also wanted to maybe change some of the language that exists in the actual statute that really makes it sort of an unfair playing field for newcomers into the broadband spectrum in rural Minnesota. Marnie, I think you have a question for Steve, though.
Steve, one of the questions that seems to keep persistently swirling around amongst legislators is that of technology, and should we be building now when there might be some new wonderful technology right over the hill? And do you have legislators asking you that? And if so, what's your answer?
Yeah, I'm happy you brought that up. The wireless versus hardline discussion is one of the biggest problems we face. There are legislators who I think naturally they want to spend as little on it as they can to deploy a network. Their heart's in the right place. They want a network border to border. But I think they place too much reliance on wireless technologies, hoping that they will reach the places that they want to go. The experts I've talked to have said, well, that's not really how it's going to work. The next generation of wireless technology, the so-called 5G, is going to be very fast, but that technology is short range. So maybe up to 3,000 feet, you need a mini cell tower or relay box. And those still run off a fiber backbone. So it seems very unlikely to us that providers are going to deploy that kind of new technology into every rural area in the state. It seems more likely that we should use what we have that is working now and deploy that footprint as far as we can. The so-called 5G standards aren't really set yet, and they're probably not going to be set till, from what I understand, around 2020. So when that's deployed, it's going to be in urban areas first. And again, leaving the most rural places behind. They don't want to wait anymore. There's technology that works. It's proven. We know the cost, and we can start doing that now. A number of the smaller telecom providers are, from what I understand, building out that fiber backbone to serve some of the wireless companies. So even as they deploy these things, they're relying on fiber. The catchphrase I hear is they put the wire in wireless. So it's something we have to do anyway. And if we have to build the lines out, it just becomes a question then of connecting to the home. Now, if that kind of technology connects from the right-of-way to the home, fine. That may be a cost-saving measure. But to rely entirely on wireless, and that's, I think, a misunderstanding of technology.
Steve, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Steve Fenske is an attorney with Member Services and Government Relations at Minnesota Association of Townships. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.